Fish!
Hello!
How are you, bud?
All right!
Happy Saturday to you!
Welcome to the first program, first podcast of Lou Dickman Weekly. Lou?
Lou, 300. Pinto!
Larry Sanders, come here. This is our 300th episode of Lou Dickman Weekly, the podcast, so we want you to say something wise about the 300th.
Don't vote for the critics.
Don't vote for the critics?
The critics. Credits.
Credits?
Oh, credits are great. The critics are great. Don't vote for the credits. Everybody looks at the credits. And who's ahead of the credits?
I don't know.
Nobody. We don't even know who they are, come here.
Larry, it's great to see you.
Always great to see you.
Always great to see you.
Love you.
Love you. So, Aaron, this is the 300th podcast of Lou Dickman Weekly. Do you have any words of wisdom for Lou?
Lou Dickman, America's team.
Bill.
America's team. America brings the best Cowboys girls.
America's, December 5th. America's December 5th. Very weak right now. Very, very weak. There she is. How are ya?
Jesus, how are
good
you?
To see you, bro.
God damn.
This is Lou Dickman's 300th podcast.
We love Lou Dickman.
Who does not love
Lou Dickman? I don't know anybody that does not love Lou Dickman. 300, congratulations.
Thank you.
This is amazing.
It's a long haul, believe me.
God damn right.
We started in 2009. It took us 10 years to get to 300.
I was only 5 in 2009.
There we go.
What the hell?
That reminds me of a story I heard. Paul Reiser was on The Tonight Show, and Johnny Carson asked him, "Well, Paul, are you seeing anybody?" He goes, "My girlfriend and I are living together." And Carson goes, "You couldn't have said that 20 years ago." And he goes, "Yeah, because I was 5. So when you said that, I'm like, did you watch the same special? I don't know.
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you, Jim. We got to play together again sometime.
I'd love to.
All right. Let's do it. So may I talk to you on this momentous occasion? Why? You always have something to say otherwise.
I don't.
Yes, you do. You have something to say every day of the year.
Tell them what they think of
Lou's
300 podcast. Say, what do you think of Lou's 300 podcast?
Bear down.
What do I think of Lou's podcast?
300. This is number 300.
Oh,
you're on it.
Congratulations, Lou.
All right. We got that out of you.
You don't sound very enthusiastic.
Right, exactly.
About that.
That's like congratulating someone for being
on
dead.
A podcast?
I can bleep it.
I
don't bleep it.
I'm a little mic shy.
Bob, 300. What does it mean to the Lou Dickman faithful?
Fun. 300?
How the hell do you get the 300 podcasts? It takes 10 years, that's how.
Yeah, it represents a lot of liquor, first off. A lot of losses.
A lot of liquor and a lot of losses, that sort of sums it up.
But it gives us strength.
Yes, it does. It does give us strength.
Our lineage is it's confirmed.
Our lineage confirmed, there's Jim. So, Lou Dickman's 300th podcast, what does it mean to you?
I have no idea what you're talking about. What was the question? And you're taping me?
I am. So, Lou, Paul Nork, Lou and I do a podcast every week during the Bears season.
Right.
And we have just gotten to our 300th episode. So what do you think of that?
Well, I think that's awesome. I hope that it goes double next year. And I wish you guys the best. And nationally wide,
Perfect both times. Perfect both times. Ah, we made it. Heather, the 300th podcast.
Oh, no. I'm not prepared.
Well, you always have something to say about everything. So you have to have something to say about the 300th episode of Lou Dickman Weekly.
I'm just so proud to be a part of it. Like, I'm just so happy that I know you guys and that I get to share my football seasons with you. Like, this is for life.
This is not my life. But
this is for life. I'm saying football with you guys is for life. Yes.
Yeah. Dream coming.
Oh, fantastic. Oh,
there it is behind the scenes, and you couldn't say anything better. Thank you, darling. So we're moving on. Chris Brotherton, this is Lou Dickman's 300th podcast. What do you have to say about that momentous occasion?
You need a bowl, what is that, 13 strikes in a row?
I'm sorry?
You need a bowl 13 strikes in a row to get a 300?
I believe it's 12.
Oh, 12. I'm sorry, Paul.
What does that have to do with the 300th podcast?
Because if you're going to be Lou Dickman, you have to bowl at 300. That's it.
Oh, Megan. Megan, it's the 300th podcast of Lou Dickman Weekly. Do you have anything to say about that momentous occasion?
Go Bears.
That's it?
That's it. I don't know.
Isn't it amazing that we got to 300 of these broadcasts?
I'm surprised you lasted that long.
Doesn't get any better than that, of course. Thank you.
Love you.
All right. Lou?
Yes, come back!
Your question of the week.
What is it? Come
back. What is the best thing to have 300 of?
It wouldn't be a ruble.
He's trying to think of his currency. Come on. 300 up, 300 beach balls. How many? What is good number to have 300 of?
I don't know. Strands of sauerkraut.
There you go. It doesn't get any better than that, Lou. The 300th podcast, Strands of Sauerkraut, is in the books. Give us your catchphrase out. Pinto! And go Bears!
This is the commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Why Pinto? Why not? See Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou says why not to you! Yeah.